Okay, let's look at a common story. Backwards. Morning Edition has been bringing you stories about people who are solving their commuting problems, and today we look at the reverse commute, which is really common because job growth has exploded in the suburbs while a lot of people want to live in center cities, the reverse of the pattern of a few decades ago. In some of the biggest metro areas like New York, Washington, the Bay Area, traffic on the reverse commute can be as congested or even worse than traffic going into the city. NPR's David Shaper reports on how some reverse commuters in Chicago are trying to beat the traffic.
Morning.
Morning.
Down front.
It is still as dark as night as Jim Rick steps out of his red brick bungalow on Chicago's northwest side and gets into his car parked on the street. The 53-year-old engineer is getting an early start on his 35-mile commute out to Argonne National Labs in Chicago's southwest suburbs.
Depending upon weather and time of day, it can take, 45 minutes to 2 hours to get to and from work.
As Ricks accelerates onto the expressway, traffic is already heavy but moving, a good sign. But it's only because he leaves home so early, around 6, that he's able to beat the worst of morning traffic.
Yesterday, for instance, I didn't leave till 7 o'clock. It took over 90 minutes to get to work. And there wasn't anything particular going on.
Crashes or bad weather can make the trip take much longer.
It's just exhausting. There's nothing to be done with it. And the stress and so forth is pretty hard to take.
So to avoid the worst traffic, Ricks is one of a growing number of commuters working a flexible schedule. Ricks gets to work early, around 7. Some days he heads home by 3. Other days he stays at work until after 7 to miss the peak rush hours. Why not just move closer to his job? Jim's wife Susan has a long commute to a northern suburb in the opposite direction of Jim's. And Ricks, who grew up in a small town in Iowa, just loves the culture and vibrancy of city living. And that's what keeps 31-year-old Kathy Levesque in Chicago, too.
Yeah, I'm a city person.
Levesque is waiting at a commuter rail station to catch a train to her job in north suburban Deerfield. As in other cities, Chicago's transit system was designed primarily to bring workers from outside the city to downtown. But now 70% of the region's jobs are outside of that urban core. Levesque herself used to drive nearly an hour or more each way every day.
It's frustrating to sit in traffic. It's time that's not your own. But when you're on the train, you can just relax. You can close your eyes. You can read a book.
Levesque is one of a growing number of Chicagoans making the reverse commute by train. In fact, train ridership on the reverse commute is up 64% over the last decade. But in order to both ease her commute and still enjoy city life, Levesque had to make a critical choice.
I actually decided to move to this neighborhood because I wanted to be off the Metro train to get to work, and then I wanted to be off the Blue Line so that I could get downtown easily.
By doing that, Levesque is part of another trend. Census figures show surging population growth along rail lines in Chicago, especially those leading to the suburbs.
It's an opportunity, but it also presents a big challenge for the transit market.
Leanne Redden oversees planning for the Regional Transportation Authority of Chicago. She says the challenge is getting reverse commuters the last couple of miles from suburban stations to the sprawling corporate campuses and office parks along the highways. One solution, the Shuttlebug program. Big employers in one suburban corridor, including Walgreens and Allstate, help underwrite shuttle buses that take employees between their offices and the train stations. Redden is hoping to replicate the program in other areas. Other ideas to improve the last mile connections could include express bus routes, more van pools, and even car and bike sharing in the suburbs.
What we need to do is sort of piece those puzzle pieces together or provide those connections with flexible services.
But Redden acknowledges public transit can't be the solution for everyone's trip to the suburbs, and driving will continue to be the only option for commuters such as Jim Ricks, who takes a zen-like approach to it.
I've really learned that the best thing to do is just accept the situation.
There's just no pushing traffic, Rick says. So he listens to some music, tries to relax, and says he becomes numb to the long reverse commute. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Just get in the car, play a little music like this, say the serenity prayer to yourself. Grant me the power to accept the things I cannot change. Now, in the days ahead, we're going to tell you about some public and private solutions to that last mile problem, and also about a commuter line that is not for people on Morning Edition.